We are here for a few more minutes with Jonathan Rauch on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell pointed out, as we were in the break, that in fact it is easy to act in the words that we have used as if all homosexual people are male. And the linguistics around this sometimes get tangled. I think of gay as male, homosexual as everybody, and lesbian as female. You're arguing that anybody who wants to get married should be able to get married, however they are born.
Everyone should have the opportunity to marry. Exactly. One of the reasons this tends to get wrapped up in male homosexuality is society seems more frightened of gay men than of lesbian partners. And they're
Why
more worried
that?
About promiscuity
is
and
that?
So forth. And you'll hear people say gays shouldn't be married because they're too promiscuous, conveniently omitting the fact that something like half of gay couples are lesbian couples who are, if anything, more stable
and
less promiscuous than straight couples.
Promiscuity does not keep straight couples from being married.
Absolutely. That's right. 20% of American husbands say they've committed adultery, and those are just the ones who've admitted to it.
I didn't mean to get you off track. The question of lesbian partners.
All the same arguments apply. This is really not about sex or about gender. It's about coupledom. It's about the fact that the human heart needs marriage. For most people, that means someone of the opposite sex. For a small percentage of people, it means someone of the same sex. And ultimately, it's not the choice of gender that matters. It's to have and to hold, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and health, till death do you part, is what matters.
Part of my concern, to answer the question you asked a long time ago, is that you present reasoned arguments about what will or can happen in the future, which is always a concern. Prediction's easy. Correct predictions is a much more difficult challenge. And I give you credit. You address that by the incremental approach that you're suggesting in this political environment, rather than having an act of Congress or an amendment to the Constitution or a decision by the Supreme Court, that we incrementally use the tools that we have, which is to experiment on a state-by-state basis.
Yes. It's not just whether we have gay marriage that counts. It's how we get there. It's can we get there without breaking the furniture and the crockery? And America, among all the nations of the developed world, may be unique in having a system that is almost perfectly designed to get this right. To try it in the places where it's most likely to succeed, and then if it works, let it spread, let it prosper. Organic social change is always the best way to do it if you can, or almost always the best way to do it.
The idea of learning from experience seems to be somewhat outside of the last 40 years of experience in this country, where we'll often have a big solution and impose it.
Well, we did that with abortion. And this is a controversial view, but my feeling was that having a national abortion rights policy was a mistake because it set off 30 years of ongoing backlash, which isn't going away, and it's infected every Supreme Court, in fact, every judicial nomination. It set off a culture war which isn't going to end. If we hadn't had national imposition by the Supreme Court, abortion would be legal in virtually every state of the union, maybe one or two exceptions. And people who really felt strongly would be able to live in those states and have a moral community to their liking. And that's probably much better politically and socially than where we are now.
But if we hadn't had Brown versus the Board of Education, we might still have segregated schools. Although, we now have segregated schools. Wait a minute. The complexity of this is not to be diminished.
Correct. And there are no easy answers. And there are no zero-risk solutions on any side of this.
Part of the benefit of your suggestion is that instead of planting our feet firmly in one place and yelling at one another, which seems to be the standard model, that we at least go out and do some experiments.
Yes, absolutely. And we can.
And perhaps we must. Jonathan Rauch, we thank you for doing the work and thinking hard about what is for many people a difficult subject. We are pleased that you've been with us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Jonathan Rauch's book is called Gay Marriage, Why It Is Good for Gays, Good for Straights, and Good for America. We thank him for caring so much about getting from love to life and for being our guest. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.
Mm-hmm.